coordinating their transport operation at the highest level. While Raul ran everything from their camp, Pablo slipped quietly into the two cities, checked on operations, conveyed Raul's orders, and then came back to the camp to report to El Lobo, who ran his vast empire with military precision. Pablo finished the last of his cigarette as he walked into the clearing where Raul made camp. His tent was military and heavily camouflaged, but no one was ever sure where he slept at night. The location was always kept secret, even from Pablo, although they met at his tent in the morning to discuss work. But the joke in the camp was that El Lobo slept with the other wolves. He was smoking a Romeo y Julieta limited edition Havana cigar, as he did every morning when Pablo arrived. The moment Raul saw Pablo, there was a brotherly light in his eyes. He clapped him on the shoulder and they embraced. The two men even looked somewhat alike, although Pablo was younger and taller and in flawless shape. Their coloring was similar, as was their military style. "How is my fat sister?" Raul said, teasing him, as Pablo helped himself to the strong, dark brew of coffee that Raul made himself and drank gallons of every day. "Getting bigger," Pablo said proudly. "I think it will be soon." He was mildly worried about it, but knew better than to say it to Raul, who called him an old woman when he did. Raul had been sitting, looking at a table full of maps and a list of transport ships when Pablo walked in. He pushed the list toward Pablo as soon as he sat down, pointing the cigar in the direction of the maps. "So what do you think? We ship to North Africa tomorrow? And Europe at the end of the week?" He liked to keep things moving and not let the shipment sit for too long after they came in. "That sounds right," Pablo said, studying the maps. "I don't see why we can't ship to Europe tomorrow, too. Why wait till the end of the week?" He pointed to the name of a ship that was smaller than the others, but had served them well before. "And Miami, when the next shipment comes in," Raul nodded. Pablo always planned ahead and was as careful as Raul was himself about moving and storing the goods. As they discussed the details and mechanics of it, four other men walked in. Two were in camouflage, the other two in garb similar to what Raul and Pablo wore. They were the silent army of the dark side, and a few minutes later, six more men arrived in the tent awaiting instructions. Pablo dispatched five of the ten to Bogota for operations there, and he was planning to take two of the men to Cartagena with him. Raul listened while Pablo gave the men instructions, nodded, and silently approved as he relit his cigar. Half an hour later, five of the men were gone. Three were staying at the camp, with another dozen peppered through the jungle, part of the protection of the camp. Pablo and El Lobo exchanged a few last words then, and Raul nodded as Pablo left with the two men he wanted with him. Pablo trudged silently through the fierce brush of the jungle for half an hour until they reached a heavily concealed jeep. Pablo got behind the wheel as the two men took away its protective covering, and then they both got in. They drove along a barely serviceable dirt track for a while and eventually joined a battered narrow road and stayed on it for half an hour until they reached a clearing with a narrow airstrip that was barely more than a dirt track but was just long enough for the small plane that landed 10 minutes later. Pablo had radioed for it before he left the camp, and it would make it possible for them to cover the 1,000 miles to Cartagena and return by that night. None of the three men spoke on the flight, and Pablo didn't say a word to them until they reached the landing strip they used regularly on the outskirts of Cartagena. They picked up a car at the airstrip that was parked for them there and drove to a warehouse just outside the city, and from there to a small battered building, which housed their office. It looked completely innocuous, and no one would have suspected the millions of dollars of business being conducted there. Pablo parked the car behind a neighboring house with chickens wandering through the yard and walked into the first building through a back door. One of Pablo's men stayed at the back door, the other moved to the front door, and Pablo walked up the creaking stairs to meet three men waiting for him there. He met with them for just under an hour, delivered all of Raul's instructions, and ascertained that the plan was clear and that they were ready to carry it out. Less than an hour later, Pablo was back on the road to the airstrip and in the air minutes after they arrived. The mission had gone well. When they reached the camp that night, they carefully concealed the jeep where it had been before. Raul was waiting for him. Pablo assured him that all had gone according to plan. Raul told him he needed to go to Bogota.